You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, pissing off bigots since 2015.
It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. I'm your host, Rachel C. Joining me in the studio this evening is none other than New York City's own No Grudges. We're going to kick things off this evening with new music from former guests of the show, a very special episode. They have a new album that just dropped. The album is called Fix Your Hearts or Die. The song is called New Coke.
From behind my green front door.
You just heard what's happening here. Hi, everybody. There we go. There's a little sound for us. Thank you for joining me on Here Now with Rachel C. on listener-supported Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the show that celebrates live performance culture and activism in the arts. On that note, I want to tell you about things to go out and see and do, because I want you to go out and see and do the things safely. Don't be stupid. has become the show's tagline in 2021. Don't be stupid. First and foremost, well, I might let tonight's guest talk about the first thing up, so we'll hold off on that. So let's tell you about the second thing. I've been really making it a point to try and go in chronological order with the events, listeners, so bear with me here. Okay, on Tuesday, October 19th at Our Wicked Lady, get ready because there's a bunch of them, you can go see Shadow Monster, Evangelism, Nuclear Family Fantasy, and wait, there's another one, Castle Black. Four bands at Owl on a Tuesday. That's sick. Go there, get your proof of vax ready, and maybe keep your mask handy too. Take it easy over there. On October 20th, it's a Wednesday, you can check out Spaghetti Easter Music at the KGB Bar at the Red Room. That's 85 East 4th Street. That happens at 8:30. What's Spaghetti Easter Music? That's Sal Cataldi's really trippy guitar project. Sal will probably be joining us on the program next week to discuss that show and the Vapor Vespers project he's going on. If you want to see some really innovative guitar playing in a really cool venue, go over to the KGB Bar. That's part of the Crane Theater on Wednesday. Then on Friday, October 29th, you can see, I believe it's their first performance together live, My Little Eye. They'll be at Freddy's Back Room at 627 Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn. That's what I have for you right now. There's just so much going on. And I've told you guys about so many things recently, but that's what I have for you right now. Also, I want to remind you all to sign up for the newsletter because there's a lot coming up happening at the station in the future. And the best way to keep up with what we're doing is to sign up for the newsletter. So go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. You'll find out. It's a really cool read. We promise we won't spam you. It's good stuff, you guys. I promise. Thank you for tuning in this lovely evening. So joining me in the studio tonight are Gabriel and Chris Dalla of No Grudges. Thanks, you guys, for being here.
Yeah, we're so excited to be here.
Hey, I'm really excited to have you. I feel this is like kind of a long time coming.
Yeah.
Because I've been hearing about you guys via some of your former projects, and also I think we have some people in common. I know we have some people in common.
Definitely.
Now.
Definitely a lot of people
in common. So your current musical project is No Grudges, but that's just what the current incarnation of you guys playing. You guys have been playing together for ages. How did you start playing? Let's start at the beginning then. Let's everybody get to know this magical musical duo. How did you guys start playing together?
Wow.
How far back does this go?
It actually goes really, really far back. I mean, we've been playing in a band setting for the last 10 years, but it actually started for us in high school.
Uh-huh.
We met in high school, and I was actually through a Paramore song, believe it or not. It was a song called My Heart, and we were playing a concert together, and I wanted him to play the song, and our friendship, and I guess it also drew us together. You know, we had like little crushes on each other and stuff like that. Gabriel.
Yeah, you're right. I've always loved retelling that story, like just going back in time, how Crystal and I were just I'll never forget, like looking at her at the high school auditorium and hearing her sing My Heart by Paramore, and then she just like walked over to me and she was like, hey, would you like to learn this song? I'll burn a tape for you and you can learn it. I'll never forget that. And that's how just our love for each other grew from that moment. And this is 2005.
Wow. So,
oh my God.
Yep. It's
been that long. Just a moment of applause for the long, sorry, for long-term anything.
At this point.
You made it, you guys. And you've been making music like this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess it's been probably 11 years, like before we started our first band together. But we were in very different places because he was like in a different project, and then I was actually doing musical theater. So it was like completely different kind of things, but I used to always go to his shows, and we just always had like this musical chemistry, but we were so scared to start a band together.
Yeah, first of all, I have to say that so many people have sat down and chatted with me, musicians, like in bands who I never would have guessed this, but they're like, no, I started musical theater. And like,
yeah,
it's like, it's wild. Like, I have to mention, like, whatever tropes people have in their head about musical theater people, just let it go, because it really is.
Yes.
But do you feel like it was just sort of maybe a little inevitable? You guys are partners. Eventually, you're going to start doing something creative together, whether it's like you're going to be in a band or make some music together or do something else. You're going to, like, I don't know, write a musical. Yeah. Like play or like, mm-hmm. do you think it's kind of inevitable when two people who are creative and they're in a partnership like that, they're eventually going to do something? Or
I wouldn't say that's an absolute, because our musical tastes and then also our just relationship, like our as a couple, are two completely different entities, but somehow they sync, if that's the best way I can explain it. Like we did like the same music when we met in high school,
yeah.
At least somewhat, but then there was a time early on where like she really was into musical theater and I was into like jazz and stuff. So we didn't really see eye to eye in it.
Yeah.
So to say, but I think the connection that we have the most is rock and roll. Like we really dig that.
Yeah. You can hear the rock and roll bass there, especially like with the new single, but there's also just these layers there. I mean, I'm really digging it, but I'm wondering also, I mean, you can like the same music or like the same bands or like, but that doesn't mean you're necessarily going, the music you make is going to sound like that. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess there's something that I can't really explain from years ago, like before we even started like a relationship together, that there was a musical chemistry there, and that was something that we knew it was special, because before we started our first band, we were already writing music together and we were like, what are we gonna do with this? So we just knew eventually, we were like, you know what, like we're just gonna do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess
a lot of people were telling us not to start a band together, not yeah. Like, just like they were like, don't do it. No, don't do it. And we listened for a long time, but thank God we didn't, because look at all the places we've been. And we're here.
Yeah,
we're
yeah. Here, well, let's talk about that. Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the places you've been, because you guys have played like everywhere. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you where you play, but I think a better question is like, where haven't you played? You guys, if there is a venue, I know in New York, if there is like kind of a... if you ran through a list of venues in New York in the last 10 years, you guys played it, the two of you.
Yeah, and most of
there,
them.
There has been a lot. there's a few that I still will love to play, like Music Hall of Williamsburg.
Oh, man, you took that out of my... I was just going to say...
Put it into the ether. Just say it.
Yeah, so Music Hall of Williamsburg.
Anyone from Music Hall of Williamsburg, what up?
I love that venue. Yes. It's really nice.
They got good sound in there. They got good sound in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what also, I think, what, because the first time you guys popped up on my radar, one of the projects you were involved in popped up on my radar, was talking with other bands, and you know, and they were talking about actually was talking with Love Honey years ago when I first met them, and they were talking about how, like, you know, this is, you know, there's a couple of bands that we try to play together with, and they were talking about this within the context of community and community mm-hmm. musicians. So I know you guys have been a part of this like local community musicians for a couple of years. So I want to segue into that real quick. How especially with, I guess, I know you guys have, you know, played with different people and have like been on part of different projects over the years, and now the new incarnation, and it's not really new either. It's, I guess, you know, I did my homework on you guys a little bit. Like technically No Grudges has kind of came into the being, the formation it is, like 2 years ago, I guess. Mm-hmm. How important was like community for you with going through all these changes and stuff? Because also 2 years ago, what's happening 2 years ago? Like, you're like, okay, this is where we are. We're gonna like this is where we are. We're naming ourselves this. This is, or we found our name for what we're doing. It's just going to be us, the core group, like we've always been, and we're going to make music, and this is going to, we're going to develop our sound now. And then, like, you know, the shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
And yeah, that
so
thing.
So, like, what was it, like, where was community for you in all this, too? Because,
You know, it's so crazy. Right before the pandemic, I was in a really weird place where, you know, our band just ended, and I felt really bummed about it. And I was in a really dark place, and I was like, should I continue doing this? Should I not? And I remember we were like thinking about names for like a really, really long time. And I think I had something on my phone that said Grudges, maybe a possible song title or something. And I was like, no, I was like, I don't want grudges. Like, I don't want any grudges. Like, I just want positivity. And it just kind of came with like a new mindset just moving forward. And it was pretty crazy. We did have a launch date, and we were like, okay, I guess we're going to have to wait because the whole world is down. And it was a really crazy time, but it actually forced me to do No Grudges and to realize that like music is 100% my passion, and I love doing this. And every time I get to do something like this, like even here right now, like I'm so grateful for everything. Like just meeting you today, finally, like
yes,
sitting here in this room. Doesn't matter like how long, you know, it came to be, like I'm so thankful, you know, for this right now.
And quick name drop, give it up for Calvin, you know.
Yes, Calvin.
Lush Vibes Radio. Love,
yes.
Love my buddy Calvin.
Oh my God.
You go way back with Calvin, host of Lush Vibes Radio.
Yes.
And shout out to Calvin. Shout out to Calvin, whoever, every time I need help with something, too.
He's the man. Like he
we love Calvin.
Like, whenever I see Calvin, man, like I feel happy. Like he's like, it's like I knew him forever. Just like Cristalo, yeah. Like sometimes when you meet certain other creatives, it feels like you knew them for an eternity, but every day you hang out with them or you spend time with them, there's something new. It's like a yin and yang thing. Yeah. I don't know.
Fun fact, you guys are kind of on my radar. I'm like, I should reach out to this man. And I happen to see Calvin like in person too, like not even like, and he says, hey, you know No Grudges, that band? I was like, yeah, I know those guys. I've been seeing them around the internet. And he said, if you want, I can put you in touch. It's a quick text. I know those guys. We go back to high school and stuff. I'm like, all right, this needs to happen. That's what I mean. I feel like this has been a long time coming between hearing about you guys back when I met Love Bunny years ago, and then what Calvin is. I'm like, okay, this is sort of a long time coming here.
Yeah, Love Bunny.
Yeah. And hey, we can segue to that now too. You guys, because there's a show, the first show, the next
yes.
show, the show coming up. This is coming up on Saturday. You guys have a show with Love Honey, and this is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. So tell us about the show.
Oh my God.
Let you guys talk about the show, because you can talk it up way better than I can.
Oh my God.
All right. So I went, this past weekend, we went up to the guitarist of Love Honey's house, Tommy. He went all the way up upstate New York.
Yep.
And we had like the most epic of epic jam sessions. And
you went to the home of the guru.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like this guy, like, but it was cool because when we started jamming, like when I walked into his house, I didn't know what to expect, you know, because a lot of people, even though the way people play on stage is not necessarily how they play, like when they're rehearsing or jamming, like a lot of guitarists or musicians in general have weird rules about jamming. They just won't collaborate. But he was just like, it was like he put me in the boxing ring and he punched me right in my face. And I was like, yeah, because a lot of guitar players I've played with, like they're so shy. And then that's not necessarily bad. But like he like really started going at it, and I was like, yeah. So we were just, Cristalo has a video.
Yes.
We're gonna release the video tomorrow. we were just vibing. And if you guys come out to the show, there's a little special treat.
Yeah, there's definitely something special treat
at the end of the set. So I recommend you come out, come out and see Tommy, Allie.
Yes, I love Allie. We've been like texting like this past week, and I just love her energy and her vibe, and there's definitely something. We're gonna do something.
Yeah, I mean, they blow my... The first time I ever met them, they played live in the studio, and they blew my mind. I mean, they blew my mind years ago. So now I'm just, like, floored.
Yeah,
just
they're, like, they're no joke. They're no joke.
They're so like, incredible.
Literally, if there's a seatbelt to be buckled, you need to buckle.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the event is happening on Saturday, the 16th. It's at 219 Central Avenue. It's being live streamed as well.
Yes.
So you can, a ticket can get you in the door. Ticket in your backs will get you in the door. Or you can live stream it if you can't make it there, or you just, you know, maybe you just don't, you can't make it there. You can live stream it as well. And there's some, and this is an EP release for you as well, or is this is just your first, like, because I know there's some, or is a single release, or you're just jamming, you're just playing?
Well, yeah. we are going to be releasing, a live video / single from our past show at Arlene's Grocery. We will, so this is a celebration of that. Right. We will be releasing that within the next upcoming weeks.
Okay. Yeah, because you had some other stuff here. And then there's also some kind of, and this is why last time I had Love Honey on this show, joked about like why it's so important to look at their Instagram stories. They slip things in there. There's some kind of, guys, if you buy the tickets ahead of time, which by the way are $15, this is like killer. If you order the tickets, they're offering some kind of merch deal too, like a half off a merch bundle, and they're doing very cool merch bundles. So if you buy, if you pre-order the tickets, $15, you're gonna get like a $30 merch bundle for only $15 too. And their merch bundles are it's a package.
Yes,
you're not getting like here's your sticker.
Yeah, and good everything all together.
No, you're getting like stuff.
Yes.
You're getting like a whole thing.
I got my Love Honey shirt. I should have worn it today. Yeah. I mean, not that you guys could really see it at home, but you know, I'll be representing.
There you go.
I love that shirt.
I need the new shirt. I need that one. But yeah, so there's all sorts of stuff going on with this show. You guys need to like tap into all that. I feel like that's like got to be a cool thing coming out of out of this situation we've all been in where we can't like do what it is that we do, and to kind of get back into live performing and back with a band that you guys used to do this with too.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Did you guys, well, just reach out? I guess you've been in touch, like, but
yeah. So the crazy part is, speaking of, you know, Arlene's Grocery, that was like our first like full band performance out of the pandemic. You know, the show was like packed. It was like sold out. Like people were having difficult times buying tickets. And like right in center was Allie. She came to the show and I was like, oh my God. Like I haven't seen her in so long. And honestly, like it made me so happy, like to see her there. And I feel like the fact that she came out and then we started talking, and then Gabriel was going to a few of their shows, and we were like, you know what, like we have to do something together. We have to. It's been a very long time since we have.
Yeah. I remember when I saw Allie, it was like, I thought I was seeing double when we were on stage. I was like, is that Allie from Love Honey?
Yeah.
And she's like, she stood out. She looked like a superhero. Like, it's just like, boom. She was right there. And I was like, oh, you could hear it in the Arlie's Grocery.
Yeah. Like the little light shone down from the sky.
Yeah.
Like a little beam of light shone down. Like, there she is.
Lead singers.
And she's physically, listeners at home, this is someone who's physically very petite. You wouldn't know that from her voice. The voice could basically break glass, but like very petite. So we're talking about someone who would otherwise kind of get swallowed by the crowd, but no, like
light shining. Yes. She was in the crowd.
Yes. She was like literally right in the middle right in with the middle, light. Like,
there you go.
There is something about lead singers where you just know. Like there have been times where I've shown up to a club and I didn't necessarily like know the other bands on the bill. And I would just know who the lead singer is. You just know a lead singer. That person's the lead singer.
Right there.
And you know, her and Chrisala definitely have those lead singer vibes. Like you just, you know, strong, powerful.
Yeah, it was so nice to see her. Honestly, like, it's so crazy, like, to think how we were away from each other for so long that I'm like, oh my God, like, Allie, like, I haven't seen her in forever, and like to interact with musicians again, like that, I miss that.
Yeah, that's the air right there.
I'm like, we could do live streams all we want, and you know, at home, and we could interact with people, but there's something about interacting with like another musician or another artist, you know, just more creatives, that it's just inspiring, and like we just feed off of each other, you know.
Yeah,
I miss that. I can't wait. I really can't wait.
Looking forward to it. On that note, talking about all this music, you guys were going to play tonight. Do you need to tune up some more? Because we can play.
Yeah.
We can play.
Yeah,
you need
tune
to
up.
Let's tune up. Let's play some music.
Yes.
Do you need to tune up? We can.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna play. I got Put It Together, the new one.
Yeah. Awesome.
Let's play that. We can take a little music break. We'll play Put It Together. We'll hit up a little. You know what? We'll play a little Love Honey too.
Yes.
I've got lots of new music from former guests of the show on here. But with Love Honey, I wanted to have a little fun. I dug really deep into the crate.
Okay.
Because I've been playing their new music a lot lately, mm-hmm. So I was like, let me have a little fun. So we got some new music from No Grudges and. I dug into the crate for Love Honey, if you guys are listening.
Yes.
Here we go.
Deep put.
These conversations in my mind are starting again, babe. Trying to read between the lines of all that you said. When we climb up to the top, we fall down even harder. I think I'm losing you. Why should I even bother? We'll be right back.
We're Love Honey.
And you're listening to Here and Now with Rachel C. on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
Just heard Can't Stop from Love Honey. Before that, you heard Put It Together from my guest, No Grudges. I want to remind you all that This is listener-supported Radio Free Brooklyn. If you like what you're hearing, you can support this small-batch artisanal farm-to-table internet freeform radio by flirting with the donate button on the screen. Or other ways you can support us, if you are a Amazon customer, do you do the Amazon? You do. It's okay if you do. You can choose us to be your smile charity of choice. You go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/Amazon and you register RFB as your Amazon smile charity. Every time you shop, a portion of your purchase benefits Radio Free Brooklyn. Every time you add the thing to the cart, you check out, money goes to us automatically. You're not even spending extra money. Isn't that cool? It's a cool thing. Anyway, let's get back to it. I'm here with No Grudges. You guys have some music for us, don't you? What we do? All right, let me check.
Yeah, we got some music.
What are we going to hear?
You're going to hear, this is our song called Stoop Kids.
Stoop Kids, so New York. Here on.
Yeah, this is very New York. Hey Arnold. You remember Hey Arnold?
Yes.
Like, Stoop Kid, get off your stoop.
All right, this is Stoop Kids on Here Now with Rachel C.
I remember when life was simpler then, when we used to hang out till 3 a.m. Where it all began, sitting on the stoop with my friends. I never thought these signs would end. We would wish upon the stars, hoping we would make it big. We'd talk for hours and hours till our parents' heads burned. We owned the night with our dreams upon our sleeves. We had each other and that's all we ever need. And now that everything's changed, we were on top of the world. Nothing could hold us down. We were invincible. We were unstoppable. We were on top of the world. We're just two kids, just two kids. Challenges make us believe that dreams are impossible to achieve. I keep pulling through, but you just caught the flu. I wonder what happened to you. You just gave up on yourself, settled for something less. So me straight to my face, and my life was such a mess. You stay blessed, and now that everything's changed, we were on top of the world. Nothing could hold us down. Yeah, we were invincible. We were unstoppable. We were on top of the world. We're just two kids. One thing I learned during the pandemic was to live with no regrets and live your life to the fullest. Yeah, if we can turn back time, or the stars on the line, would we just do it all? Would we just do it all? Will we just do it
it all again.
Oh my God, thank you. Oh my God. Okay, I'm sufficiently like kind of just a little speechless right now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous in that vocal crack in the beginning. I was like,
it's all
yes.
good. It's all it's because it's that, live. It's live.
That's supposed to be here, don't you know? It's supposed to have those little that's live programming.
There you go.
You just heard Stoop Kids on here. Woo! Now with Rachel C. From from No Grudges,
okay.
NYC Zone. I'm
from,
bewildered.
From L Grudges.
Oh my God.
Sans Grudges. I'm bewildered right now because it was so amazing. This is what we're. This is why I do this show for like moments like that, because this is why I do a show about live performance culture, because you kind of need to be in. Because the magic that happens when you're in the room when art is happening live, and I'm really glad we're getting back to a place where it's safe to kind of let that happen. So people, yeah, keep doing the right stuff so this kind of stuff can happen.
Yes.
Support local music.
Support and also donate. You know, she was talking
donate to Radio Free Brooklyn. Now.
Thank you. And yeah, other ways you can support Radio Free Brooklyn, because I know people are strapped right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is working. They cut off all the unemployment is gone. The mm-hmm. aid is gone. There's other ways you can support. Okay, so maybe we can do things like tell your friends about the station.
Yes.
Spread the word. Do you like listen? Tell somebody about it. If you share the information. If mm-hmm. you have merch already, take a picture of yourself in it. Post it, spread it around. When we have events will be happening. Come on through. Tell people about it. Sign up for that newsletter. Share the love. Spread the word. Let's talk about ways to support musicians, too. Like I mentioned, and this has come up in conversations before, pre-sales of tickets are always helpful, right?
Yes,
because then you're not...
Definitely.
You know, yeah. steady stream of income. Not just streaming, right? Like purchasing music,
mm-hmm.
owning it. Merch is
yes.
good. Things
yes.
like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Anything I'm missing?
Most yeah. important, you mentioned something earlier about the scene. Like how was it to get back into the community? And every single time I meet another guitar player or I meet anyone in a band, they ask me, how did No Grudges get this far? How were you able to play this venue and that venue? I never tell them like, oh, well, here's the strategy. Here's the marketing strategy 101. I tell them I went out to other bands' shows and I just got to know the community. That's it. That was our marketing strategy. We got to know the other bands in our scene. And that's number one. The community will build the artists, not just one band alone. Like, I wish that, more and more artists, younger artists, would learn and continue to support each other. Mm-hmm. I feel like you hit it on the nail. Just the community. It is not about us. We could talk about no grudges all day long, but it is all about the community, New York City, and that's where we are.
Right. Yeah.
And it's hard sometimes to physically be places because when you can get there, do it. You can get there for 5 minutes. Better if you can get there for a couple hours. But if you can,
even like what you said, like sharing a link or something, you know, that helps.
Support.
That really, really helps, you know?
Let's talk about that song.
Yeah.
You just played. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. It was a little bit influenced from Hey Arnold, that whole Stoop Kid kind of vibe. But it's like a mixture of like two things of like how it feels like to sometimes be a musician and be in a band. It's like you're always kind of like a kid inside, you know, because we're doing things that we love and people might look at us a little crazy sometimes, you know, because we're musicians. But there's something very childlike about us creatives. And I feel like that's something that we don't ever really want to let go. And
a lot of people always make fun of my faces when I play guitar, or like they'll see pictures, they'll be like, why do you have that face on? Why do you look like that? And I look at myself in the mirror. I practice to look as silly and as crazy as possible, because that differentiates me from, you know, any guy or girl going on stage just, you know, it's not that it's wrong if you play rigid at all, but it just gives me my identity. And that's kind of how I was when I was a kid. I had a lot of energy. Like I was just jumping around in class, and I was just, I love basketball and stuff as a kid. So like, I try my best to look as silly as I can, just so people can get my energy and it could rub off, you know? So I feel like Stoop Kids, though there is a message of like, you know, following your dreams and, you know, if we could turn back time, with the stars all aligned, there definitely is a more somber, serious message.
Yeah.
But there's also a silliness to the chorus of like, you know, remember that time we used to hang out on the block? Especially you grew up in New York City, man.
Yes.
There's nothing like a 90s New York City block. I don't see it anymore. I don't see the kids outside playing like they used
to. Yeah, it's so different. Everybody's like on their phones and inside on their laptops.
Remember Manhunt? Used to go around the different blocks.
Oh, man. Summer nights with Manhunt. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Who remembers Manhunt?
Right here.
Hands raised. Yeah.
Or was it red light, green light?
Red light, green light. Oh, that's Squid Games reference.
Squid Games, I guess. Well, now Squid Games.
Well, it wasn't like Squid Games back then.
No, I haven't seen Squid Games, but now I just got a primer. before we get any later in the hour, you guys had another one you wanted to play. And we had some other things we wanted to. Did you guys want to play another one? I'm keeping an eye on the time. It is a live show. We have to keep an eye on the time.
Yes.
Okay, let me pause this real fast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a newer song.
This is called To the Top.
Yes, we actually wrote this song during the pandemic. So I hope you guys can relate to it.
Bright side of things, no matter how bad they all may seem. Oh, they try to hold me back, Didn't understand the gift that was given to me from the very beginning. Some things you can't explain, like rejection and pain. Gotta keep your mind in the game. Be the sun when it rains. Oh, they try to hold me back. Oh, they do, but I won't stop, no, I won't stop till I reach the top. So I climb to get closer again. I stumble and fall back down.
Guys, thank you so much for being here this evening.
Thank you.
Very quickly, for those of you listening at home who rightfully so need to have this music and listen to this music, where can someone find your music, listen to your music, own your music, preferably, guys?
Yeah. What's that? Like, obviously, everyone has Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp. I don't know. There's like so many streaming services.
So
now,
all the streaming services where one would
normally
all the major ones, even the smaller ones. There's like so many now.
Right. And you guys are very active on Instagram at No Grudges. That's where like all the latest stuff is happening. Mm. Check out Bandcamp. You can get the single there. You can own it there. And check out the show on Saturday that is happening. Let's call out that address one more time. 219 Central Avenue. Check out the live stream, too, if you can't actually physically be there. Or maybe you're outside in New York and you're listening in right now and like, I just have to check out this show. If you missed any of tonight's broadcast, you want to check the whole thing out all over again, tune in for the rebroadcast this Monday at 2 a.m. This will be archived, of course, next week. We're going to close things out, as promised, with new music from our friends Teen Mortgaged. I got a new song off their album, Smoked, which will drop on October 22nd. It's called Shangri-La. But first, I want to thank you guys. I'm squeezing in a lot because we're at the end of the hour. Yes. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for inspiring
me,
too. Because
thank you so much.
Mentioned off mic earlier, like, I've been doing this a long time, and you can get a little burned out, but then I have moments like these, and I'm just like,
oh, that's so
rock
sweet.
On. It's true.
Thank you so much for having
me. Pandemic
us.
Taught me anything. You have to share stuff like that with people when you feel it, because you never know what's going to happen mm-hmm. next. So I'm going to leave everyone, lovely listeners, with a little music, a little something, something from Teen Mortgaged. You have been listening to No Grudges. Go listen to some more No Grudges right now. I'll see y'all next Thursday, people. Peace.
Vital. The customer's always right. I'm not being entitled. A connoisseur consumer. It's my conservative. And that will be all that you sell.